Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On a line with us, Al. Boy, this guy tweeted out something great, too. You're going to love this. On a line with us from Villanova by way of Sports Illustrated and the Green Bay Packers, where he was the GM, is the great Andrew Brandt. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning. Hope you all are safe and healthy during this turbulent time we're in right now.
Andrew, I got to start with a tweet you tweeted out because I am highly entertained by it. So this year at the draft, Roger Goodell is going to be announcing the picks from his basement. Correct?
Right.
And is it true we're just saying that somebody has gotten his address and they want people to go to his house and boo him? Is that what you're hearing?
I saw it on the news, some article that some guy got his address and put out somewhere. There you can go to his Bronxville, New York home and boo as he makes the pick. And as I tweeted out, like, if you're going to Roger Goodell's home to stand outside the gate and boo, you got bigger problems.
And no, you're gonna have really big problems because you're gonna be too close to the other people that are booing, right?
I know everyone's saying, well, you know, a little snarky comment that, hey, this is the first draft in history where Roger Goodell will not get booed unless his daughters or his wife come down to it.
How great would that be? Oh, I wish he had a sense of humor. That would be great TV. Andrew,
it's going to happen. You know, the NFL has pressed through this more than any league because they don't have games. So they've pressed through free agency, and now they press through the draft, going against the recommendation of the GMs that they move it back. It's business as usual, of course, virtually. And, you know, that was sort of a follow-up tweet from me where I just said, what are we worried about here? Everyone's talking about, oh, my God, the computer and the IT guy. And I'm like, listen, these guys, like Howie Roseman, they're charged with running $2 billion, $3 billion, $4 billion assets. They know how to work a computer. You know, we'll be okay. You know, this is not the end of the world with guys picking players off their computer. It's okay.
All right, but Andrew, you ran drafts when you were at Green Bay. How different is it going to be for these teams? How much adjustment are they going to have to make without being in the setting they're normally in and not being together in one war room?
Yeah, that's the issue, the coordination. And listen, they're going to be like headsets and everyone's going to be talking to each other from their living rooms or basements or whatever it is. But you do lose that. I mean, I'm trying to be more serious in that. Yes, that is important. And we've all seen the war rooms. And in Green Bay, I was kind of the middle between the coaches on one side and the GM and scouts on the other and just trying to coordinate everyone. I've talked to you guys before about that Aaron Rodgers story where the coaches didn't want to pick a quarterback and GM did and had to sort of be in the middle of that. But we also, you know, I think it's going to really affect things after the draft. In the most busy hour of the year is that 1 hour after the draft ends where teams sign up 5, 10, 15, 20 players not drafted. And usually that's everyone in the room screaming out, do you want this guy? You got this guy on the phone. The agent's got three guys on the phone. And that has to be very coordinated. And you have people that are probably going to give out more money than they should this year. There's people signing players that others didn't know they were signing this year because of the frenzy. So that's where it'll really impact.
All right, we are in Philadelphia, Andrew. We are all convinced, or have been convinced by the experts, that this is one of the great wide receiver drafts of all time. Here's what I want to know. When those things happen before a draft, do they always play out that way? Or do you end up finding out there are a lot of the guys they thought were going to be good weren't so good, and you really had to make a smart pick or you could have gotten burned?
I think it ends up being the latter.
Yeah.
Wide receiver doesn't tend to be a position where it's like blue chip you hit.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe you have a little more of that in offensive line. You have a little more of that even in quarterback. But you're absolutely right. And anyone who asked me about the Eagles draft, I said they timed it right. You know, their number one need is the number one strength of the draft. So they'll get a good one. And I'm assuming, like everyone, that's where they go at the top of the draft. So, you know, we'll see. And we'll see if they say, well, we got to have one of these three, so we'll package something and move up. Or they say, we like five or six or seven, so we'll just sit and wait and maybe even trade down because we know there'll be good ones there.
All right.
So I don't know who they are, yep. But yes.
You're leading me right to my next thing. All right. So you got a wheel and deal, right? Is that going to be more complicated? Like when you're in the war room and everybody goes, we got to get up to 18. We got to get, a Jefferson. He's not going to – if Howie's the one making that call to try to make that deal, he's not going to get that same instant input he would unless somehow he's in connection with all the other people. Isn't that going to be tougher to decide?
Going on right now. Right now. I mean, listen,
oh, okay.
Howie's talking to all these guys around the league. And it's all based on what happens Thursday night, but it's also like, hey, if our guy's there and you're at X, whatever, 15, and we'll give you X for that, are we good? You know, I mean, all that's in play before the draft, just like any year. But I know, yes, there's some complications because everyone's separate, but I think it'll be fine. And I think this will separate the more, I don't know if experience is the right word, but the more savvy front offices that can maybe take advantage of lesser GMs that aren't as up to date on negotiations and don't have the strength of people around them.
Interesting. A lot of prep work goes into that. Hey, the next thing I need to ask you, these questions are going to get much tougher now because now they're trying to decide, Andrew, when or if they're going to play football.
Right.
And what I'm trying to figure out is, you know the way this works, the inner workings of it. Ultimately, is it going to come down to economics or safety? And how would they weigh those two?
Yeah, I got to make sure my Villanova students aren't listening because this is their exam. But
Al, this is their exam. I'm dying to hear your answer on this, Andrew.
It's an oral exam. They get to negotiate with me on the reopening of the NFL.
Ooh.
Wow.
All right.
So I think that, you know, first of all, football is in the best position, of course. They can watch and wait and see what the NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball do and see if it works and see if sequestration works, putting teams sequestered certain areas, and see if no fans works and see how mass testing works and see how treatment works. They have the luxury of time. I don't know if sports comes back with fans. So how is that going to work? And does that lend itself to football like it may to basketball or hockey? I don't know. We got to see what goes on here. But I just think the NFL was a little too confident in their remarks last week. Like, hey, we're going forward, schedule on May 9th. We're doing it. You know, because you just don't know. So I think Adam Silver was a little more like, hey, we'll say something in May. We'll see where things are. So I think that's where we are. I think football's got the best chance of any of these sports.
Absolutely. Now, my final question. You are Jerry Jones for a second here, Andrew. And Dak Prescott had a big party, and TMZ caught him. And there's been a lot of denials, but we can see the evidence. You're running that franchise, and one of your players is ignoring, in a pandemic, the safety measures being required by the country and by his own state. How do you handle that?
So it's particularly touchy because that player is an unsigned franchise tag player.
Yes.
Where you want to do a multi-year contract and you've got that in the middle of all of it. I think with anything like this, the conduit's always the agent. You know, before you sort of call and rake on Dak or Elliott or whoever, you talk to the agent, like, what's going on? What's the real story? Are we on the same page here? Maybe that communication of admonishment goes through the agent first. And then who's ever got the good relationship with the player gets to him, whether it's a coach. Now they've got a new staff, my old friend Mike McCarthy. So we'll see. But Dak won't be having people over again anytime soon.
No, you're sure of that? Because
I don't know if Eagles fans want that, but I think that's probably the case, yes.
Andrew Brandt, I hope some of your students were listening, Andrew, because they got a real good read on what's going to happen. What's going to happen in the final? Love talking to you, Andrew. Thank you, as always, my friend. Stay safe.
Always a pleasure, guys. Take care.
Andrew Brandt, that guy is so smart, Al. I can't get over how intelligent that guy is. But just so you know, I want to bring you up to date on the way the Jerry and Stephen Jones, his son, are taking care of the Dak thing. Jonesy, what I need you to do is tell me if what we're hearing is the truth.
Okay.
Because the Dak thing came out. Dak sent out an absolutely insulting message yesterday telling it, I'm very frustrated by people drawing the wrong conclusion. That was not a big party. There were under 10 people. Okay. Right, first of all, even if it was 9 people, which it wasn't, it was way more than that. I saw enough video proof of it, right?
Yeah.
Even if it was 9, how smart is that?
No, it's stupid.
They were all sitting next to one another. They were all talking in each other's face in the middle of a pandemic. It was stupid anyway. It was stupid the Monday when he held a workout with Dez Bryant and they posed with their arms around one another in a pandemic. Stupid. All right? So all that stuff was stupid. So what do you do as a team when that message is getting out, but Andrew pointed out the guy is not technically on your roster right now because you franchised him. He didn't sign the paperwork, right? Yeah. So here's the thing. Here's what Stephen Jones said. He's like the GM, but he's just a figurehead for his father.
Yeah.
Right? Here's what he said yesterday about the way he handled this.
We certainly have communicated with Dak and Zeke, and I think they're certainly aware now of how sensitive these situations are. And I don't think, you'll be seeing that anymore. There's certainly guys that we have the utmost respect for, and I certainly know they understand the sensitivity of the situation we're in today.
Jonesy?
Do you want to know how it played out?
Yeah.
My dad told me I have to talk to you guys. We're really not upset about it, but we've got to pretend that we are. So just nod your head as I talk to you right now.
And the fact that he said the sensitivity of it means the way it looks.
Exactly.
Not what happened.
Not what happened.
What you did, we don't care what you did. We don't like the way it didn't look good.
Would that surprise you that was the conversation?
But that's the wrong message.
Of course it is.
The real message is you're risking people's lives, even if you are not going to get it.
Yeah.
You could pass it on to somebody who is more vulnerable. They could die.
And what would
just enjoy your part.
What would Stephen Jones' worst nightmare be? That those guys told him to get lost.
Yeah.
They treated him with no respect because he's not his dad.
You're right. You know, he's probably got a lot of that in his life.
So he has to be buddies with them all.
Chuck is up next for us. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, guys. Long-time caller, first-time listener. I like
good
you guys
to hear doing. From you, Chuck. What's on your mind, my friend?
Can I speak to Rhea for a second?
She's right here.
Rhea, I might need another little supply of toilet paper. Is it okay if I stop by and maybe just flash the headlights?
Throw it out the window.
All right, she's fencing it. It's going to cost you $100 a roll.
Look, as far as Dak Prescott, I have an idea how we can get rid of Alshon.
Okay.
Get him an invite to the next party.
Gallows humor, that's called out.
Jonesy, rub your ass for me. I want good luck.
Three times.
Rub your new ass. I'm
three
sorry.
Times.
Rub your new ass. Don King.
Don King is on the advisory board.
Yes.
I'm going to go no on Don King. He's better than Jerry Jones. Al, no, I don't have the final vote here.
Sets up the good fights.
I like that.
You like Don King?
Al's got hair like that.
Right? It's 1-1 to you, Jonesy. Don King or Jerry Jones?
I love Don King.
You love Don King? Yeah. So he's on the advisory board?
No.
No, he's not. Rhea, yes or no?
Yes.
2-2 to you, Donnelly. Which way are you going? No, he says
probably
no,
doesn't even know who Don King is.
Knows who Don King is right now.
Wake up, Donald.
In fact, honestly,
right
now.
I think he was in Superbad.
Most people right now have adopted Don King's hairstyle.
Yes, that's true.
Because I can't. I'm going to give me an update. Al, do you know right now the number one thing you cannot get is not toilet paper anymore?
What is it?
It is no longer paper towel.
What is it?
Hair clippers.
Yep. Al got it.
Back ordered years. You're never going to get a hair clipper. And your hair, Al, you could see it now.
Well,
he did not mess it up on purpose. He did mess it up.
He went in the bathroom and got all disheveled.
For the first time today, there are lines open. You will get on quickly. I got Steve and Walt and you and all. Wow, I got 8 more prizes left on the wheel. And all you got to do today is beat Jerry Jones because he's on the advisory committee for the president and his own players aren't listening to him. How's that?
No, they're not.
Here's your number.
215-592-9494.
All right. When we return, we will be discussing the latest with Chris Cuomo. Did you hear the latest, Al? This guy's a mess.
He is.
Oh, my God. Is he crazy?
He's losing. He may never get out of the basement.
If the coronavirus makes you stupid, he's definitely got a bad case. WIP Sports Time, 815.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.